The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs Morano. Big Al's here. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Live and local in New York, New York. AM 970, TheAnswer.com, around the country and around the world. Greg Jarrett is legal and political analyst for Fox News, author of that great book, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. Greg is going to join us live right now on the radio. Greg, welcome back, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Joe, I'm great. Good to be with you, as always.
Well, man, you're the guy. I mean, you were a step ahead of all of us, Greg. Look at this. Something tells me that you weren't at all surprised that the Senate Intelligence Committee's findings yesterday, were you, sir?
No. I mean, it's, you know, it's what I've been reporting for the better part of 2 years.
Yes, sir.
It's what I wrote in my book. It's the entire thesis of my book that was published last summer, and the paperback updated with new information came out just yesterday, so that's available with more details.
Oh, you put more stuff in the new paperback, Greg?
I did, yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, a lot more about the corruption of James Comey at the FBI and his minions there, and Bruce Ohr at the Department of Justice. So, you know, there are a lot more still to be written in the future.
Wow, The Russia Hoax, by the way, is the name of the book. You got it, Greg Jarrett, The Russia Hoax. So there's a partisan division in the committee's findings, clearly, you think?
Well, to some extent, some outright agree, some Democrats, and say, you're right, we haven't found any evidence of collusion. And the others have said, well, let's wait some more. Well, they've been searching for 2 years. They've interviewed more than 200 witnesses, examined more than 300,000 pages of documents. You can keep digging a hole, but, you know, at some point in time, you're only going to get dirt. And the fact is that this Senate Intelligence Committee probably is more reliable in their conclusion of no collusion than anything Robert Mueller would come up with, because this Intelligence Committee has direct access to the intelligence from 17 intel agencies, which Robert Mueller does not have.
Wow, so that's the difference, I guess, between the House investigation and the Mueller probe, correct?
Yeah, and plus it's been going on a lot longer. I mean, they launched that probe shortly after the inauguration of Trump. Mueller was Johnny-come-lately. For my money, it's a more neutral committee. They have a crack staff. They've been doing it for 2 years. They still haven't come up with any evidence of collusion. And the reason is there never was. It was all a fraud. It was a hoax, which was the title of my book.
Yeah. Now, how, three investigations? Greg Jarrett, really?
Yeah, well, it's actually more than that. The House intel, the Senate intel, but the Judiciary Committee on both the House and Senate side have also been doing their probe, as well as the Oversight Committee of the House. So, you know, none of these committee probes in Congress have come up with a scintilla of evidence that shows that Trump was conspiring with Putin in the bowels of the Kremlin to steal the 2016 election. It was pure fantasy, driven really by hatred of Trump and fueled by Hillary Clinton. I mean, the only collusion with Russia was Hillary-Russian collusion. She paid for phony Russian information, fed it to the FBI and the Department of Justice. And they knew that it was fabricated, but they didn't care. So they used it as a pretext to launch the investigation of Trump to damage him. And in the process, they lied to a FISA court to spy on the Trump campaign. And yet through all of that, they've come up with nothing.
Yeah, now, former CIA chief John Brennan, I hate to quote Brennan, but he says this committee didn't have access to all the information that Mueller's investigators did. I mean, that's
backwards, of course. He doesn't know what he's talking about, as usual. It's just the opposite. The Intel Committee has direct access to intelligence because they're all cleared for that top secret classification status. Not all of Mueller's team does. They have to jump through a lot more hoops to get classified information. So, as usual, Brennan is biased and ignorant. He is actually, in my book, I spend quite a bit of time talking about him. He was the instigator. Once Hillary paid for the information, it was Brennan who was running around to peddle it to Congress and the media.
Look at that. Greg Jarrett with Joe on the radio, the Russia hoax. The Russia hoax with new information on the new paperback version of the Russia hoax. Hey, and we appreciate your time, Greg. This is so fascinating to me, man. And because, you know, Roger Stone comes on the show regularly. And I know Roger's a character, and he's a lightning rod, you know, in politics. But, oh, my gosh, what was that all about, Greg Jarrett? That was like a, the takedown of Roger Stone, really?
Oh, that was absurd. But it just underscores the level of animus and corruption that has been driving all of this. You know, if Roger made any mistake at all, it was, you know, he created the appearance that he knew more than he really did. So you look at the core of the accusation that Roger Stone was asked, allegedly by somebody in the Trump campaign, find out what's in these hacked emails. Well, that's what I was doing, and every journalist in America was doing. But that's not a crime. Did he lie about it or give false statements? Good luck proving that, Robert Mueller, because if it goes to a trial, Mueller has to prove that any false statement was made knowingly and willfully. That's a nearly impossible legal standard to sustain, which is why those cases are so rarely brought and almost never won by prosecutors.
Greg, you know, you're the legal political analyst for Fox News. You break it down. You understand it legally. The rest of us are mere mortals, sir. We're just like minions, and we're trying to follow this whole thing. $30 million later, Adam Schiff. Now, Gerald Nadler, is Mueller going to just go, look, I got nothing. If I was a man and I came up with what they seem to be coming up with, which is nothing, you think Mueller just goes, look, we got nothing. Where does this end? How does he close this out?
Well, Mueller will write some sort of report, but he's not actually required to do so. All he's required under the regulations is to give an accounting for his legal actions in bringing cases and not bringing cases. And there's no right to make it public. It's up to the discretion of the attorney general. So, you know, who knows what William Barr will do? He might release some portions of the report, if there is a report, and he might release a short summary saying that, you know, after a year and a half, Mueller's found nothing.
Yeah.
But Adam Schiff will continue to flail away because he yearns for attention. And the only time he ever gets attention from the media is when he makes outrageous, unfounded statements like he did 10 months ago when he said that he can say with certainty and confidence there's significant evidence of collusion. And in the 10 months since he said that, he's offered not a shred of evidence to back it up because he has none. He's a guy that you should never trust.
And just to stay on that for a second, Greg, now they're going, oh, now we're going to go after the president's personal business dealing. He just totally sidestepped. Like, we're dumb enough to go, whoa, what about the Russia collusion? How does this guy get away with it?
Well, the Department of Justice and the FBI couldn't because unless they were corrupt. Because there are regulations that say you may not misuse and abuse the law without just cause. You have to have probable cause, credible evidence. You can't just launch an investigation of someone in search of a crime because you don't like that person. Well, that's what Schiff is doing, and Congress has no such constraints. You would hope that they would have a sense of propriety and conscience, but Schiff has none of that. So,
yeah.
You know, he's trying to do his best to find whatever he can under any rock, and it's wrong to do that.
Greg Jarrett with Piscopo. Greg, we're going to let you go. We appreciate your valuable time, sir. By the way, the Russia hoax is now out in paperback with new information. The Russia hoax by Greg Jarrett. Does it bother you, Greg, that so much of the coverage of this investigation seems to be focused on politics rather than the facts that you are giving us today?
Well, great question, and that's exactly why I wrote the book. I lay out the facts, the evidence, and the law, because you'll never get any of that from the mainstream media. They hate Trump so much that it's blinded them to the facts. You want the facts, you can get it in my book.
All right, great. Thanks for taking the time. Always great to have you on the show, sir, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be with you.
Okay. Greg Jarrett, thank you. Same here, man. Greg Jarrett, boy, he breaks it down like nobody else. Legal political analyst for Fox News. Again, just to reiterate, the Russia hoax is the name of the book, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump. Now in paperback with new information. So you want to Google Russia hoax, Greg Jarrett, you'll get some new information. I love the way he breaks it down like the lawyer, you know, that he is. You know, he just really just lays it out. For those of us, I can't understand how Hillary gets away with the email thing aside, the uranium thing aside, the fact that the Russians paid, Frankie, they don't even touch on this, and Schiff doesn't even touch on this, that remember, they paid Bill Clinton $500,000. I know what I get when I go on the road, Frankie. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I don't get $500,000 to do a speech or to go perform, $500,000 to go to the foundation that the president, while she's Secretary of State, it goes away. So the Russia hoax, you want to check that out. Greg breaks it down. By the way, when they say there are some key questions, they go, great question. Someone the last time, very insightful. And then I got to give Frankie a shout on a couple of those things.
It's all a team effort.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Frankie. I appreciate that very much. But Greg Jarrett, the Russia hoax, the name of it. Frankie, you know, as a layman, though, really, because Greg knows this inside out and backwards, and as a layman who observes it, it is just really just infuriating to see them get away with it. By the way, what really gets me mad is when the IRS will bang me for $11 because they oh, you owe this, or where I got to say, oh, you owe, they just assault us, the government assaults us, yet they're allowed to spend $30 million on an investigation that is nowhere?
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Joe, right? I mean, so we're spending all this money on the Mueller probe. Everyone is looking towards Mueller to see what he comes up with. Why are there still multiple other investigations? Now, keep in mind, this was already investigated by the FBI and the Department of Justice before Mueller was ever appointed, right? Yeah. It was already under the Obama administration. Then Trump appoints Mueller. And now we still have the Senate Intelligence Committee. OK, they say there's no collusion. Now, as Greg Jarrett said, you have the House Judiciary Committee, the House Intelligence Committee and the House Financial Services Committee. So how many different entities can still investigate the same thing? At what point is it duplicative? This seems to be Russian collusion, which there's still, in spite of five agencies and 2 years, and who knows how much money. I think it's probably even more than the amount that you just alluded to. At what point do we say, okay, there are other things that the government needs to be spending its money and time on? I mean, the opioid epidemic, which is ravaging our country, people dying of hospital infections, people dying of gun violence, the fact that we're currently at war with 9 countries around the world. At what point do we think, all right, maybe there's something else that the country should be worried about,
like
except for
Green Deal, maybe?
Yeah, Green Deal, the Green New Deal.
Let me go to Dr. Ajon. I hope I have his name right. Doctor, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Good morning, Joe. I called just to compliment you guys on the guests that you have. I learn something every day. In fact, I have 7 grandchildren.
Wow.
I ask them every day, what did you learn today that you never knew before? Sometimes they give me an answer, but I could always give them an answer because I listen to you guys.
Ah, you're the best.
And, you know, another thing, after every delivery I do, I'm an OBGYN.
Yeah.
And after every delivery I do,
yes, sir.
And everything's okay,
yes, sir.
I go over to the baby. and I asked them, I tell them, you listen to your mommy and your daddy and vote conservative.
Yeah. Thank you, Doc. Hey, Doc, thank you so much for your kind words. I appreciate it. And a shout out to Frankie Five Boroughs. We always try to do the best that we can to bring the best guests on the airwaves. But, you know, we and again, do it in an objective way, a common sense way. Let me put it that way. Right. As Thomas Paine himself did. That was the name of his publication in Philadelphia. Right, Frankie?
Fellow New Jersey Hall of Famer. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what. Did you see me on Jeopardy?
I did. That was great.
We'll talk about when we come back. It was like apparently I was on Jeopardy last week. It was. Yeah. And the category was New Jersey Hall of Fame. Al is twirling his finger. I better hurry up. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. I see you, Al. That's a very slow twirl. It's not a vicious twirl. Steve Forbes is coming up momentarily. You do not want to miss the chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, host of PBS News special, In Money We Trust. Debbie Duhame's out there right now for you. Deb, how are we doing this morning?
Joe, we're going to take it to the Garden State Parkway South, 125. It's a car fire. And then as you head down toward the Cheesequake service area, an accident in the express lanes. 287 North, exit 13, getting up toward Franklin Township. They just cleaned up an accident there. Traffic is moving slowly. FDR Drive South in the 60s. Accident and some stop-and-go traffic for you as you head over to the westbound belt, slowing down through Lefferts Boulevard. Verrazano Bridge, upper level into Brooklyn. That's a conked-out car to deal with. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the LIE West at William Floyd. Accident on the shoulder. Stop and go traffic, Sunrise Highway westbound, getting out toward Connect Quad Avenue. A collision there. And on the Seaford Oyster Bay south at the Southern State, an accident was just cleaned up. That's finally out of the way. 17 eastbound, getting down toward exit 129, down through Monroe. Several accidents. Watch for icing, especially throughout the Hudson Valley. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't understand how the governor of Virginia expects to keep his job.
I mean, this is just terrible, and there are other things in his life that are questionable. His nickname when he was at BMI, all these things are not such that he can continue to serve.
His nickname at Virginia Military Institute was Coon Man. And when he was asked during the press conference why he had that nickname, he said, "You'd have to ask my classmates. I have no idea."
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe on the radio.
All right. Now, I mean, really. First of all,
Look at me. Sound, yeah, come on, we're on time.
Forbes is holding. I don't want to hold Steve up.
Cut your fingers. The sound you made while trying to put those headphones on. Come on, goodness.
I got new headphones. I love the way they sound, but they're like killing me. We'll get into it later. I want to make sure we have time for Mr. Forbes, and I want to tell you about the Perillo Piscopo Murano Italy tour, by the way. Steve Perillo and I have put our heads together and built a very special Follow Joey to Italy tour for a group of you kind enough to listen. You are the family of AM 970 The Answer, gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning. We appreciate that so much. So you see what happened? We sold out in 2 weeks. Boom. We said, did I say Italy? You came on. God bless you, too. We sold out in a couple weeks. Now, what do we do? So Steve and I opened up a second tour that we are calling the Piscopo with a side order of Murano Tour. It's exactly what it sounds like. I will be there, and we're bringing along Frankie Five Boroughs. Come on. Two buses traveling to the same destinations, Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Pompeii, Capri, Avellino. I'll be at all five group dinners, three group lunches, the wine tasting in Tuscany, the intimate cabaret with Steve Perillo and I, performing, by the way, for you, the AM 970, The Answer family, in Roma. Yeah, it's going to be a trip that you're going to remember for a lifetime. I'm so excited about this. October 19th it starts, but space is limited, and this is it. You have to call today, okay? 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, or go to PerilloTours.com or call your travel agent. Tell them you want the specialty of the house, Piscopo, with a side order of Murano, baby. And when this one is gone, it's finito.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
It's 826 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Steve Forbes is the chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, host of PBS's new special, In Money We Trust, the author of Money, How the Destruction of the Dollar Threatens the Global Economy, and What We Can Do About It. The man is a legend, he is a friend, and I am so proud to bring Steve Forbes to the airwaves. Mr. Forbes, welcome back, sir.
Joe, good to be with you. Thank you.
Steve, how is the economy overall doing?
The economy's doing well. Thanks to deregulation, which gets no daily headlines, but really removes burdens on small businesses especially, and the tax cuts. Democrats may complain about the tax cuts, but the fact of the matter is government revenues have gone up. The problem is the spending side. The revenue side has gone up. So the economy is doing well, and I think when we get a trade deal with China, which I think will happen in the next month or two, then you'll really see the economy pick up steam.
And did the shutdown hurt the economy at all, sir?
It very, very slightly. Obviously, those who didn't get their paychecks were impacted. Thankfully, most of them were made up. Some contractors are not going to get made up for it. But given the size of the American economy, no, it had virtually no impact. And the reason they stopped the first shutdown was because it really, when it started to impact airports, when air travel, that would have affected the economy, and that's when the shutdown came to an end.
You know, Steve, here in New York, some of our listeners got a little upset about losing their state and local tax deductions. Is there anything that you can say to reassure them?
Well, thankfully, most people got a tax cut because of the increase of the deductions in terms of the overall deduction from $12,000 to $24,000, the standard deduction. But I was critical of that part of the tax cut they should have done. It's fine to take away state and local deductions, but you have to slash the income tax rates. They didn't do that. So that part I criticize them on, and I wish they had corrected that in 2018. And I hope we make it an issue of reducing those rates. And then the next time we do a tax bill, because I love taking away deductions, but it has to be accompanied by slashing rates so you don't pay more.
Steve, the Treasury Department reporting that the national debt is now topping $22 trillion. Is that a number that concerns you, sir?
The trend line, yes. And I think the way you deal with it is by having a vigorously growing economy, which we're starting to begin to have for the first time in a generation. That generates government revenues. And then a little bit of spending restraint, and longer term, having some reforms on what they call the entitlements. You take, Joe, for example, Social Security. Don't fool around with people's benefits or people about to go on Social Security. Leave it alone. We're rich enough to pay those obligations. But for younger people, that's when we have a problem. So while we have time, put in a new system for younger people where part of their payroll tax goes to their own personal accounts with strict restrictions on investing. And even if they don't put a penny in the stock market, just earning a little bit of interest, they'll have more benefits when they retire 40, 50 years down the road than they will get from the current system. So do it in a positive way.
Steve, I enjoy you on Twitter, man. You know, I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but I love following you. And I say to you, listen, if you go to @SteveForbesCEO, you make so much common sense on Twitter. And I love that you've been talking about this socialism. But help me out here, my friend. We're seeing socialism as a concept becoming more popular again, particularly, Steve, among Democratic primary voters and millennials. What's happening here?
Part of it is, especially young people, since we don't teach history anymore, don't know what socialism is and the horrors that it brings about. It's tyranny. Government controls everything. You have to have permissions for everything. And it's been portrayed now. It's just a lot of free stuff. You know, you go to the store says everything is free. You say, hey, this is pretty good. And you don't realize the cost. And thankfully, by going to the extreme, such as Ocasio-Cortez, her proposal on, you know, building a bridge across the Atlantic Ocean or a tunnel or something like that, and regulating flatulence of cows. They should regulate politicians in Washington, their flatulence. That's another subject for another time. But socialism means less of everything. And everywhere it's been tried, it's failed. And we've got to make the case for freedom, allowing people to pursue their dreams, allowing people to have the opportunity, as Lincoln put it, to improve their lot in life. But socialism is tyranny, pure and simple. And that's why, until recently, Democrats, even if they had socialist tendencies, rarely used that word, because they knew in most people's mind it conjures up North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, the old Soviet Union, China under Mao, which millions died, you know. People don't like that. And when they point, by the way, Joe, to places like Sweden, Sweden has some generous benefits, but Sweden has been actually cutting taxes in recent years. Hello.
Wow. Steve, any thoughts at all on the tentative deal that Congress may have reached to keep the government open?
I think the president should just take it and use that 55 miles of wall, whatever you want to call it, structure, whatever name you want to give to it, as a demonstration project. And do the 55, we already have structures up anyway in Southern California, and point to it as an issue and say, this works. What are people hung up about? And call them on it and make it an issue. He's got a budget coming up. He can put more proposals there and make it an issue next year. So see it as he should say, this is a demonstration project. And take it from there and call them on it. Yeah. Most Americans support border security.
It's so true. Steve Forbes, chairman and editor in chief of Forbes Media, host of PBS's new special, by the way, In Money We Trust. Steve, we appreciate your valuable time, sir. But from time to time, you've been critical of the Federal Reserve. How do you think the Fed is doing now under Chairman Powell?
They aren't doing any, well, let's put it this way. They're not doing harm right now. And we get into this in the movie. That if you don't get the money right, bad things are going to happen. But if this economy picks up more speed, as I think it will, Joe, when we get those trade agreements out of the way, the word to watch out for is overheating. The Fed thinks the economy is like a machine instead of hundreds of millions of individuals. And the idea that the economy overheats is preposterous, but the Fed may try to slow it down, throw people out of work. And just think of that word, overheat. If you get more money, if you get higher pay, do you feel you're overheating? Say, oh, my salary's going up. I'm starting to sweat. Take it away from me. I'm overheating. It's preposterous. You know, individuals don't overheat when they're doing better. That's a real challenge. And we get into that in the movie, and it's very straightforward, no jargon. You can find it on inmoneywetrust.org. Okay. And watch the thing. And it's very enlightening, and especially with the Federal Reserve perhaps going to be misbehaving again.
Yeah, Steve, before we let you go, long before the president was elected, you were talking to us on the radio about the case for gold. In a nutshell, can you tell us why America should be back on the gold standard, sir?
Well, we had gold as a standard for 180 years, and it worked brilliantly, starting with Alexander Hamilton and George Washington. And all that guarantees is the politicians can't muck around with the value of the dollar. The dollar value stays steady. It's like 60 minutes an hour, 12 inches in a foot. We don't change the foot size each day, 8 inches one day, 20 inches the next. We shouldn't do the same thing with money. So all a gold standard is guarantees the value of the money. You don't use gold coins. It just means the dollar's going to be worth tomorrow what it is today, and the politicians can't play games with it.
All right, Steve. Steve, always great having you on the show. Steve Ford, by the way, the PBS new special is called In Money We Trust. Steve, great having you on the show. Great to know you, my friend, and I hope to
great
see you real soon.
Great to know you, and you've got to get out in the public square again, our poor state of New Jersey. Yikes.
Listen, only with your guidance, Mr. Forbes. We're time for a sit-down between you and I think, Steve, if that's okay, sir.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Steve Forbes right there, chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, host of PBS's new special. It's called In Money We Trust. Great guy. Joe Piscopo, 835 on AM 970, The Answer. Speaking of great guys, here's Big Al Gattulo with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio taking a trip to New Hampshire to spread a progressive message. When asked if his trip indicates a run for the White House, de Blasio refused to rule it out. He says his trip is about following through on his promise to push items like universal pre-K, paid personal time, and free health care. Thursday night, he's speaking at Harvard. On Friday, he'll be in the leadoff primary state of New Hampshire. De Blasio plans to meet with liberal activists in Concord that evening. And reports indicate he has hired a consulting firm to boost his national profile. Police in one Middlesex County borough are saying they had to take down a bird-flipping mugshot because of the negative response it was receiving. Spotswood police had originally posted an arrest photo of Old Bridge resident Shanna Hillsman, who was booked for allegedly breaking into at least two cars. Hillsman decided to extend one particular notable finger on each hand during her mugshot, which quickly went viral on social media. However, reportedly due to several derogatory and violent comments, police removed the photo and have since replaced it with video surveillance purportedly showing Hillsman breaking into a vehicle. In sports, as you heard right here on The Answer last night, St. John's beat Butler 77-73 in overtime. All the hockey locals lost, and the Yankees and Mets, they'll help celebrate the 150th anniversary of professional baseball on opening day. All 30 clubs will wear an MLB 150 sleeve patch on March 28th to recognize the 150th anniversary of the 1869 Cincinnati Red Stockings. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thank you. Let's take it to Sunrise Highway westbound at Connectquad Avenue. An accident being cleared. The LIE west at William Floyd. They just cleaned up an accident over there. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you take a ride to the FDR Drive south into the 60s. A collision and stop and go at the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge into town. Grand Central Parkway west at Kew Gardens. That's a disabled car. Inbound side of the GWB still holding out to a delay here to the upper level of about 35 minutes with an accident being cleared right past the tolls. Lincoln 30, Holland about 45 minutes into town. Traffic slowing down 80 East, exit 58, getting out toward Patterson with a collision. And watch for some slowdowns as you take a ride over to the southbound side of the Taconic. Still some volume getting down through Yorktown Heights. 17 eastbound, couple of accidents by exit 129. Still working. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Joe Piscopo at 8:38 on AM 970. The Answer. Great having you with us this morning. You know, I got to tell you about Shari's Berries, okay? You know what I did? I sent Shari's Berries to my daughter. Did I tell you that? Remember I said it was awesome. You have to send Shari's Berries. Because I called them. I did this a couple weeks ago. And I went on, what's your delivery date? And I pre-ordered it. So it arrived at Allie's dorm with her roommates, you know. in New York at college, and I got like a dozen of these great, great strawberries. I mean, white chocolatey goodness, dark chocolatey goodness, milk chocolate. Oh, chocolate chips on top of the strawberries, fresh strawberries, heart and glitter sprinkles. She called. She was so excited. Love, they are just spectacular. Perfect, by the way, for a candlelit dinner, a bouquet of flowers, or a night on the town, you know. But I send the berries to business associates, to daughters. That's a great, great way. Great, makes a great impression, okay? So let me tell you, you will get Shari's Berries guarantee of 100%, and they ship anywhere nationally. This is great. Now, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Tomorrow, send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, you order now. Make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your Shari's Berries at no extra charge. All you got to do is go to berries.com, do what I did, click on the microphone, enter my code Piscopo. I did. I entered my own code. You know, I thought that was golf. I'm sure I can put that in. P-I-S-C-O-P-O. At checkout, you put in Piscopo. That's berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone, enter the code Piscopo.
Steve Adubato's The Leadership Hour is moving to a special day and time this weekend so that we can bring you Seton Hall Pirates basketball. It's The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Tonight at 8, Syracuse looks for another ACC road game at NC State. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Jim Sadlin and me for Orange pregame at 7:30, tip-off 8 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Joe on the radio, it's 8:41 right now. If you are feeling run down and you do not have the energy you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Well, it's time for you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You know, I've been telling you about Dr. Douglas Howard, right? Dr. Douglas Howard will be here live in the studio in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss it. This guy is brilliant. Medical doctor, brilliant career all around the world, comes up with this concept of fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And now I got to speak for myself because I don't want to make a claim that just clinically says. I tell you, the way I feel since I've been on this Balance of Nature journey has been nothing short of spectacular. They're antioxidants. Don't forget, I always tell you, and I'm speaking for myself now, I'm a cancer survivor with a medullary carcinoma in my thyroid way back in 1981. Got a cure right in 91, but you're always thinking about it, man. You know what I'm saying? You're always worried, well, does it come back? And what is in your body? So you want to take care of yourself as good as you possibly can. And in my opinion, you could do that with Balance of Nature because it's pure, man. It's fruits and vegetables. That's all it is. No filler. There's no funny business like you see from some of these vitamin stores. Frankie Five Boroughs. Oh, you know, I was talking to Dr. Howard and Susan last night about his beautiful wife. That when you go and you go, and I'm not going to mention any other stores, but because I would do those multivitamins, mm-hmm. It's all filler. And you just eliminate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're chemicals. They pass right through you. If you open up a bottle of the red capsules, for instance, and you smell it, what you're smelling is fruit because that's what's in it. If you open up a bottle of, you know, XYZ vitamin, you
awful.
Smell chemicals because
exactly
that's what's
right.
in it.
That's exactly right, Frankie Five Boroughs. Balance of Nature is 800-246-8751. We wanted to make the number easy for you, and there it is. 800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer for 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Have it shipped free or go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Good health, what is it? It's only a phone call away. 800-246-8751. Promo code The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.
Gallagher.com Studios.
Here we go, baby. Oh, we're swinging now. Nothing's impossible. I'm bound for when my chin is on the ground. I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 844. Tough day in New York. You know, we lost one of New York City's finest NYPD. Lost this detective, Brian Simonson, 42 years old, 19-year veteran. Fatally shot, apparently, in a friendly fire incident. There was something going on. There was a robbery at a T-Mobile store on Atlantic Avenue, 121st Street in Richmond Hill, about 6 o'clock last night. You know, and Detective Simonson goes in, being the hero that he, you know, he was. Good. And this is why I always speak in such positive terms of law enforcement, the NYPD, put their lives on the line for us. I mean, just in an everyday situation. And I'm watching my language. These people that go in, this robber, and I'm being kind, this creep guy has a gun. They think it's a gun. Is it a gun? Is it not a gun? And you're not going to know. And the police are there to protect everybody else. And in a friendly fire incident, what went down, and we'll break it all down, and Commissioner O'Neill hopefully will join us on Friday. Detective Simonson lost his life, 42 years old, 19-year veteran. Sergeant Matthew Gorman struck in the leg as well, and he's okay as far as we know, Frankie Five Boroughs, correct?
Well, he's still in the hospital, but his injuries are not expected to be fatal.
All right. So our hearts go out to NYPD and to the Simonson family, certainly. More locally as well. We did not touch on this. Governor Cuomo, Donald Trump at the White House yesterday. Oh, to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, so Governor Cuomo went down there to talk about salt, not the condiment, but the state and local tax deduction that you were talking about with Steve Forbes earlier. He said this has really taken a toll on New York's budget. The president had quite a few things that he wanted to talk about with the governor, apparently, as well, including the new liberalized abortion law in New York, including New York not being on board with fracking, and including New York having taxes that are just a bit too high. So I suspect they had a spirited meeting of the minds. I think Larry Kudlow was there for a portion of that meeting. And according to what the governor said, he indicated that both the president and Larry Kudlow would be looking to see if they could alleviate that salt burden a little bit.
I think the salt deduction is probably going to stay, because didn't Chuck Grassley say we're not going to open it up again for examination this year, like we're done with it? I think the cap does need to be raised in these states, in New York and New Jersey and stuff, but I think people forget that you're getting more back in your paycheck. That's the offset of getting a bigger return when you file your taxes.
Yeah.
So you can't deduct more off of your taxes, please, but you're getting more in your paycheck over the course of a year.
These progressives complain, they complain, they complain. Why don't you just lower the taxes?
It. I mean, that's what Chuck Grassley is saying. Like, you can't keep taxing people. And that's part of the problem here in New York and part of the problem in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. They're taxing everything. I mean, they're talking about this. The tax in New Jersey, the so-called rain tax, it really applies to municipalities to clean up the stormwater removal. So, we're getting taxed for the rain. We should be cleaning these things up to begin with. And again, you're getting more money in your paycheck if you had invested wisely. Or what a lot of people didn't do, I was listening to somebody, I think it was Jill Schlesinger, who said it. A lot of people didn't take the time last year to redo their deductions on their paycheck. So it might be a good idea to go back and look at your deductions and see. Maybe you're getting too little taken out and you're not getting enough on the back end.
And the president railed the governor about this late-term abortion situation.
That's what the White House is saying. Yeah, you know, if you look at how he focused on that in the State of the Union, it's clear that he's going to make New York a poster child, and the comments of Governor Northam in Virginia a poster child as to the reason that Congress needs to enact a ban on late-term abortion. I suspect Speaker Pelosi is not going to be taking that up anytime soon.
Yeah, and locally as well, Frankie, 848. 88 with Joe and Frank and Al, and go to Debbie in a second. De Blasio, and Al was reporting on this earlier, the mayor in New Hampshire.
Tomorrow.
Do they really think they could win? I mean, do you really think in their heart, I got this? Are there people, like, writing checks for millions of dollars for this?
You know, the funny thing is you started the sentence by saying locally, right? The big news locally would be if Mayor de Blasio went to Staten Island or to Brooklyn, okay? The
right.
guy has no interest in being in New York City. I mean, it was great that he went to the hospital yesterday to be with the family of this officer who was killed. But, you know, he said during the debate with Sal Albanese 4 years ago, and again reiterated when he's running against Nicole Malliotakis, that he was going to serve a full four-year term. I don't even know why people bother asking that question to politicians anymore. Yep. Gillibrand said the same thing.
Right.
People just lie. Mm. You know what? Debate moderators should save the two-minute song and dance routine of even asking that question.
To a more pertinent question that maybe they would actually answer.
Yeah, but there's no enthusiasm for de Blasio, not even in New York. He's polling at 5%, you know, in his own home state.
Right, and if he did a nationwide search...
Bloomberg is polling at 28% here. So,
if you talk to people outside of the New York, New Jersey area, nobody knows who Mayor de Blasio is. They don't care.
Well, he's trying to up his national profile. He's been doing more national media. He did The View. That didn't go over too well.
Nope.
He did Real Time with Bill Maher. He did... Wow.
Governor Christie was on with Bill Maher the other day, I heard.
I didn't see that, I imagine that was quite a spirited exchange.
So, I
know you were looking at me for Governor Murphy.
What's that?
The poll ratings.
Poll
ratings are terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. He's overreacting to everything.
Yeah.
Again, yesterday was a difficult storm to deal with. I get the state of emergency. Maybe a state of emergency. And that's the thing about a state of emergency. This is the one that baffles me more than anything. So there was a commercial truck ban on the Turnpike, on 78, on 287. No commercial traffic. Driving home yesterday, all I saw were tractor-trailers riding on 78. What happens to these trucks? Do they pull them over and give them a ticket? What is the purpose of it? They don't listen anyway.
Yeah.
Who cares? Now, do I think the schools should have been closed all over the state? No. I think a lot of the schools should have been open. I think in the north and western portions of the state, you closed them. But this is a guy who overreacts to every single thing. And by the way, Governor, if you're listening, who hired Al Alvarez? We still don't know the answer to the most basic of questions.
To that point, it's like if you're a Democrat, you get away with anything.
Unless you're Al Franken.
But what's up, like with the governor of Virginia, do you see what's happening? He's going to get away with this. They're supporting him. If that was and I don't want to use Democrat, Republican, but it's true. If that was a conservative, the press would never let it go. They would never let it go. They would never let the Fairfax situation go. They're going to get away with that in Virginia. They're going to let it go because the press is watching their back. Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:51 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Congressman Lee Zeldin is going to join us next hour. And Dr. Douglas Howard. Now Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's take it out to 17 eastbound. Really busy down by exit 129, getting down toward the thruway. Several accidents reported. Please take it slowly over there. Southbound thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound side of the GWB, still waiting 40 minutes. Lincoln 25, Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic on 80 East, getting out toward exit 58 with a collision in Patterson. The New Jersey Turnpike, the eastern spur north at 15E, that's a crash to deal with. Some stop-and-go traffic as well as you head out toward the LIE West, getting right out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Grand Central Park Parkway West at Kew Gardens. Looks like a stalled car is in the way. Busy Staten Island Expressway East at the Verrazano. And expect delays on the Southern State Parkway westbound right at the Meadowbrook. It's an accident still blocking one lane over there. And do expect some delays on the Harlem line of Metro North. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa. And we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Upper Room Christian School, the Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
I can't with you. I can't.
Look at this.
You're like a 5 year old. I have a new toy.
Frank, look.
I got new headphones, which I absolutely adore, but they close very quickly, so it pinched my skin.
Best headphones in the business. Mommy, those that you have right there are the best in the business.
I appreciate it.
We have a spot, though.
Oh, thank you very much.
Protect your assets. Please.
Hey, Mike Connors, the guy. Did you call Mike Connors yet? You get a free initial consultation, please, from Mr. Connors and the great team over there. Connors and Sullivan, they got offices in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island. You've got to talk to Mike Connors. Why? Because I talk to Mike Connors. You worry about a will. You worry about a trust. You worry about a power of attorney, healthcare proxy, right? Living will, estate plan. The goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorneys is always the protection of your rights and your interests. They've been helping people like you, like me, plan their estates and protect their family for like 30 years. Now, you can visit them again for a no-obligation-free consultation. Talk to Mike Connors or one of their experienced attorneys. See how they can help you protect your family, your assets, your legacy. There's no one strategy that fits everyone, you know. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what? Not planning at all. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule that free consultation with an attorney in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or visit their website at connorsandsullivan.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joey Lumberg, calling Joey Lumberg, marathon meteorologist. How you doing, Joe, this morning? How are you?
Good. Doing good on this Wednesday. How about you?
You know what? Doing good. Up, and we are at 'em, and you were right on the money. It was icy. You know, I never walk slow. I always feel old if I walk slow. I was so careful in New York yesterday in the city, man. It was icy, Joey.
It was. I mean, that snow went to sleet, and then the freezing rain, and it lasted for several hours. I mean, it was nasty.
Yeah. But we're clear of that today, yes?
It's all gone. Still some slick spots outside the city, but it's melting now as temperatures are mid to upper 30s. We're going to get into
melting,
the low
40s.
I'm melting.
Hey, Joe, you know what? My kids had a two-hour delay out in the boondocks in Jersey, out in Hunterdon County,
Not surprised.
Yeah, and then you're telling me cold next week a little bit?
Yeah, if the cold comes back this weekend, could see a little snow nearby on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think most of the to our south, maybe late Sunday or Sunday night, we'll get some snow as well.
Spring coming in. I could take the snow. Don't have those 5 degrees. You're telling
Spring's
me, Joe.
Spring's coming, but we got to wait a few weeks. I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be a long way to go to get to spring.
All right. Here. But you're telling me, Joe, you said there's not like 5 degree days. Remember those?
No. Okay. The worst of the cold is done, but. You know, 65, 70 degrees. We ain't seeing that for a while.
Okay. I'm pushing it a little bit. Sorry, Joe. I'm ready for it. All right. Thank you, Joe. Always appreciate it. Joe Lundberg right there from our Weather Answer Desk. Congressman Lee Zeldin. You do not want to miss Congressman Zeldin on about keeping the government open, about this anti-Semitic rise that's happening right there in the United States House of Representatives. Inexcusable. You do not want to miss Congressman Zeldin. That is riveting and must listen to radio. Then I am so pumped. I am so excited about Dr. Douglas Howard. This is the genius that brought balance of nature in and to our lives. I'm telling you, you got to try this. I love it. You don't want to miss what Dr. Howard has to say. It'll make you feel so much better about yourself. Hey, 8:58 with Joe on the radio. Coming back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
37 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Police are investigating after a yellow school bus crashed into a home in the Bronx last night. The house located on Allerton Avenue in the Pelham Gardens section, according to police. No students on board. No word yet on what caused the crash. Roads in the area were slick from snow and freezing rain. Before hitting the building, the bus slid into three parked cars on both sides of the road. Driver was treated for minor injuries. Love isn't the only thing in the air on this day before Valentine's Day. Consumer advocates warn that romance scams are soaring. The Federal Trade Commission reports hoaxes shot up to more than 21,000 last year, compared to just under 17,000 in 2017. Romance scammers often find victims through online dating sites, apps, or social media. The FTC says never send money to a potential love interest you haven't met in person.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.